From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting Saudi Arabia ends its multiple-week bombing campaign in Yemen. Saudi Arabia says it's halting its Arab coalition airstrikes on Houthi rebel targets in Yemen. Saudi officials say after 4 weeks of hundreds of sorties, the Houthis no longer pose a threat to Yemeni civilians or other countries. They say coalition efforts to stop the rebel advance and fully restore Yemen's internationally recognized government will enter a new phase that focuses on the political process and helping civilians while keeping up the threat of fresh airstrikes. Speaking to the Yemeni people from Saudi Arabia, Yemen's President Abdurrabbo Mansour Hadi expressed his gratitude for the support of the Arab coalition and vowed to return and build a new Yemen. Meanwhile, the U.S. Navy has deployed 9 warships to the area with the goal of keeping vital shipping lanes open. The Pentagon says it's keeping its options open as an Iranian convoy suspected of carrying arms to the Houthis steams toward Yemen. Italian prosecutors Tuesday said the Tunisian captain of the migrant boat that capsized this week in the Mediterranean, mistakenly drowning hundreds, rammed his vessel into a merchant ship that was coming to its rescue. He and the Syrian first mate have been arrested and charged in what the UN calls Europe's worst migrant disaster. Joel Millman is with the International Organization of Migration.
The 2015 death toll now is more than 30 times last year's total at this date on April 21st, when just 56 deaths of migrants had been reported on the Mediterranean. IOM now fears that the 2014 total of 3,279 migrants on the Mediterranean may be surpassed this year in a matter of weeks.
The UN Refugee Agency said among the drowned were 350 Eritreans, as well as people from Syria, Somalia, Sierra Leone, Mali. This is VOA News. Reports from Reuters say 2 Egyptian policemen were killed late Tuesday after being shot by unidentified gunmen in Cairo. There's been no immediate claim of responsibility, but the attack came hours after a court sentenced former President Mohamed Morsi to 20 years in prison in connection with the killing of protesters in 2012. Mr. Morsi escaped a possible death penalty with a court ruling that he and 12 other Muslim Brotherhood leaders and supporters were guilty of intimidation and violence, not murder. White House spokesman Josh Earnest expressed concern over the sentences.
All Egyptians, regardless of political affiliation, are entitled to equal and fair treatment before the law, including full respect for their rights to due process. Mr. Morsi, like all other defendants, must be afforded the basic legal right of due process. And the United States continues to be strongly opposed to politicized arrests and detentions. The United States will also continue to engage the Egyptian government on its political trajectory and to raise human rights and political reform issues. There should be no doubt that these issues remain significant bilateral priorities for the United States.
Mr. Morsi's controversial rule led to a popular uprising and his ouster in 2013 by then-military chief Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, who eventually replaced him following elections last year. At least 9 people were killed in Somalia's capital Mogadishu Tuesday when a car bomb exploded outside a popular restaurant at lunchtime. A spokesman for the militant group al-Shabaab says it was behind the attack. This is al-Shabaab's 3rd deadly attack in Somalia in as many days. Niger's Prime Minister Brigi Rafini has ordered all schools around the capital Niamey closed until Monday and called for children aged 2 to 15 to be vaccinated against meningitis, a potentially fatal brain disease. More than 900 cases of the illness have been diagnosed since January, resulting in 85 deaths. Nearly 2 weeks after convicting accused Boston Marathon bomber Dzhokhar Tsarnaev of all 30 charges against him, jurors Tuesday heard reasons why he should be put to death. Legal analyst Professor Daniel Medved also spoke of the objective of the defense.
The goal of the defense is to humanize Mr. Tsarnaev, to make at least one juror identify with him as a human being in the hopes that they will spare him his life.
The 21-year-old ethnic Chechen was found guilty of working with his older brother to carry out the April 15, 2013 attack that killed 3 and wounded more than 260. Afghanistan's Taliban says it will launch its spring offensive Friday and demanded immediate withdrawal of remaining foreign forces from the country. It says the offensive will target military bases and intelligence and diplomatic centers. The United Nations said civilian casualties from ground battles rose 8% in the first 3 months of this year compared to the same period in 2014. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.